Big Red Bench with Rudins of Washington Street, your home for the perfect match.
The young players are 18, 19 years of age, and to reach an All-Ireland final is a major achievement for them.
Do you have any injuries ahead of the game?
No, luckily. We've been very lucky with injuries this year. We had a couple of injuries at the start of the year, but touch wood, since the start of the year, we're not too bad since we started out in the Pan Munster competition.
Great stuff. What's it been like this week in training and all of that? Has it been kind of light sessions and stuff like that?
Yeah, very light, because we played Buccaneers there last Saturday in the semi-final above in Galway.
Yeah.
And that was a very tough physical game. So I suppose when you get to the stage of the season, it's just fine-tuning things, really, you know, and take it easy with them. So they were training Tuesday night, and we have a team run tonight.
Good.
And we'll go off tomorrow.
What's the general mood around the place? Is it kind of nervous excitement, or what is it?
Yeah, like nervous excitement would be a great description of it, really, you know. The town is really behind it. There's a massive blue and white colours around town, which is great for the town. But from the lads' point of view, the lads take it very much in their stride. From an outfield like myself, they show a great amount of confidence and calmness about themselves, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. I wouldn't have been able to do it my day, anyway.
Just on the group itself, Dan, was there kind of always potential in it? Were they good maybe when they were growing up in the younger grades and all that as well?
They were, yeah. They've always been good achievers, you know, to be fair to them. They've always, we've probably had the group since they were about maybe 13, 14, and they've always had some silverware every year.
Yeah.
And they've always been knocking on the door the major competitions. We were beaten in the final of the Pan Munster competition last year, under 19, by Shannon St. Mary's, who went on to win the All-Ireland. So our goal this year was, at the start of the year, was to win the Munster, and luckily we achieved that, you know. So they're a good bunch of kids.
Just on the semi-final win over Buccaneers last Saturday, what pleased you most about that?
I suppose the way they stuck to their task, you know. Buccaneers are they're the kind of champions, but they had 13 players from the Marist school that won the Connacht Senior Cup.
Okay.
So they were a very, very strong outfit. Very strong outfit, and we just had stuck to their task. They went about it, they went 3 points down, and they came back and kept the goal scoreboard ticking over, you know.
Yeah, and I was looking at a match report on it, and the journalist in the Echo mentioned that you were very clinical. Like, whenever you went into their 22, you came out with something.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. We got a couple of drop goals, which we keep the scoreboard ticking over,
yeah,
which is great. Like Maris Kale or the Buccaneers, they had a very strong defence, you know, very, very strong defence.
Mm.
And it was hard to get any purchase off it, so...
Your place.
To go down and get the thing, and I suppose you know, to be honest, Joe, like, we got a try just before half time, which probably was the turning point in the game, you know.
Okay. The opposition now this Saturday, All Ireland final, is Navan. Do you know much about them?
No. All I know is that Navan's a big town. I think its population is about 25,000 people.
Okay.
There's a big rugby tradition within Navan Rugby Club. They were in the All-Ireland, they're in the All-Ireland 17 and 19 final this year, and they won the All-Ireland 17 final last year. So anytime you kind of Google Leinster Rugby or Leinster Underage Rugby, Navan Rugby Club come up.
Yeah.
So they must be very, very strong.
Yeah. They seem to have a good kind of tradition underage, right? And I suppose...
Yeah, they seem to do.
And I suppose, like, you're going into the game as underdogs. I suppose that would suit you down to the ground. That'd be grand, wouldn't it?
Either way, it doesn't matter. Either way, with this bunch of lads, it doesn't matter. Favourites, underdogs, they'll take it whatever way they want to do it, you know?
I can sense a confidence off yourself, and the way you talk about the lads, there seems to be a good confidence about them. Do you believe that you can get the job done on Saturday?
It's not a confidence, I think, Joe. It's all the coaches, the five of us, are involved in it. We'd be very, very proud of the lads.
Okay.
Very, very proud of the lads, what they've done and what they've achieved today, and whatever tomorrow brings, it brings. And win, lose, or draw, we'd be proud of them, you know. We'd be very, very proud of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that, like, you know, as a group of players, they know what they want to do themselves. If it happens for them, it's meant to be, you know. There's a great saying there: whether they win tomorrow or whether they lose tomorrow, they won't be any different, you know.
Mm.
They'll still be the same person.